You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. It's a Victory Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, 15 down, 2 to go. Eagles beat the Commanders. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory!
Woo! Woo! Not bad.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory, fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory,
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Well, Ike, Eagles sit at 10-5. They are the first repeat NFC East champion since your day.
How about that?
With pretty much not totally locked into the 3 seed, but mostly probably going to get the 3 seed with a chance for the 2 seed. So what do you think of 2? And what do you think of rather the win on Saturday and where the Eagles sit right now?
Well, I got to tell you. Yeah. Listen, I sat here last week after that Vegas win.
Yep.
And I said, I'll take the win. It was a good get-right game last week versus Vegas. A nice shutout. But I needed to see more, and I wanted to see what they look like on the road against a divisional opponent, albeit a team that doesn't have a lot to play for.
Yep.
And let me say this. That game wasn't perfect Saturday night, but it was exactly what I needed to see. Because here's the thing. They got resistance in the first half, even though I thought they played damn near a flawless first half. Not a flawless first half, but damn near a flawless first half. Missed field goals and, an overthrow from Jalen to AJ.
Other than fumble. The fumble.
Yeah.
From Will Shipley.
Oh, I forgot
Shipley.
About that.
Will
from Shipley. Shipley to right, open right, the game. Right. Yeah, we'll get into them special
yeah,
teams,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, I felt good even though we were down at the half. And then they came out and did what they were supposed to do in the second half. And here's the thing. It's not so much about who they beat. It's how they won. And to me, they are getting back to winning football games with the formula that has been successful for Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and this football team. And that's playing good defense. That's establishing the run and taking your shots when they're there. And that's what I saw Saturday night. That's what I saw against Vegas as well. I'm telling you, Spike, that's the formula that we need to stick with, and you perfect that. See, here's the thing. When you're making a meal or a certain dish, sometimes the chef or the cook can get a little too cute, and they want to continuously add ingredients. Oh, let me take this thing, spice it up here. Let me add this to it to see if it'll give it a different twist or a different tang to it. You know what? It was an A-plus dish the way that it was. It wasn't a complicated recipe.
Didn't need any cilantro.
Didn't need all of that in there, man. Didn't need all of that. It got you an award-winning dish called the Lombardi Trophy. We're getting back to doing that, and we just need to perfect that. And it's starting to round into form. And Sunday will be the cherry on top that finally puts this city back in the right place mentally where we need to be. I know there's still some doubters out there. And I'm not saying doubting the team in a negative way. They just don't necessarily believe that we're good enough or playing good enough to go get our second Lombardi. I'm telling you, I saw enough Saturday to believe the formula is in place. We just need to continue to execute that the rest of the way. I don't see a legit obstacle in our way.
215-592-9494. By the way, today is the only day you're going to get the official WIP afternoon show. So if you want this week. So if you want to talk to us, it's got to be today.
Yep. Because we're out the rest of this week.
Yep.
Yeah, Bros is a nonsense show.
Oh, tomorrow. We'll get to that. You know what, Ike? You know what? I watched a game on
Saturday. Come on, Spike. Come on.
The Eagles this year are like.
You feel it.
No. They're like pretty good. I guess that's where I keep coming to. This team's not very good. They're not. Is there some sort of possibility they could get to the playoffs and everything starts clicking and they turn? Sure, I guess. But there is as much chance to me that they lose in the first round that they go to the Super Bowl. All I've seen all year for the Eagles, and same thing I saw Saturday, was like pretty good. It smells like a Super Bowl hangover season. It pretty good. That's on Saturday. How'd they play? They played pretty good. You know, Jalen played well. The offense, the rushing game was pretty good in the second half. The defense played well. But I just
first of all, Jalen played better than Will.
He played well. Come on, like let's. I don't need to go. We don't need to go overboard with
no,
it. He played good.
Coming
played,
from where we were.
Yes.
I got to put it back in this proper position.
An elite game manager.
I also saw some things that took a step back that were a little disconcerting to me from a penalty standpoint. Yep. Special teams is a concern. Just ask the Rams, who have probably lost three of their games this year because of special teams. Mm-hmm. I honestly, when I was watching that game, Until Mariota went out, I was thinking to myself, we could lose this game. Now, when Josh Johnson goes in the game, they intercept that pass. Dan Quinn gives up on the game. It probably was the end of it then. But I just think back to this entire Eagles season. And this entire Eagles season, I don't think there's one game that after the game I said to myself, man, this team looked really good. And that was the second Giants game. The second Giants game, they were clicking on all cylinders. The defense looked really good. The offense looked really good. They looked like a complete football team. At this point, like the Eagles they're like okay. They're a playoff team. They're okay. Mm-hmm. But anyone who's looking forward, I can't think about the playoffs and think like beating. How are we going to beat? Not just beat the Rams or whatever, right? You got to beat the Rams and then also probably beat the Bears or beat the Seahawks and beat the 49ers.
Well, I'm not going to beat all those.
Maybe.
Well, you don't got to win three.
Yeah, well, three of them, right, right, right. But you're going to have to beat three of those teams.
Yeah.
Could they be one of those teams on one day? Sure. Could they be two of those teams on 2 days? Yeah, I guess. Could they be three of those teams on 3 days, possibly two of them on the road?
Yeah.
I don't see it. Jack mentioned earlier, it just doesn't pass the eye test. They don't have it this year. They're not in that class of football team this year. I think they've done a good job by not letting the season crumble.
Yeah.
It hasn't become a disaster.
Yeah.
But has it turned around in a way where I can look at the playoffs and say, yes, I believe in this year's Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah.
I just don't. I'd be lying if I told you I did.
Yeah, well,
I just don't believe in them as a football team this year.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, and I'm trying to help you out.
Okay.
So you got to be a little open-minded.
Okay.
You got to be open-minded to
– Yep.
this is good enough to win. This is good enough to win the Super Bowl. This team is good enough to win the Super Bowl. If they're going to play the way they played Saturday, defense has finally found their niche. We're still getting – we didn't have Jalen Carter. He's coming back.
Yeah.
The offense has finally found their groove with the running game, right? Two straight weeks, they've run the ball. Last week, they ran it with quantity, not as much quality. This past game, there was a lot of quality to their running, including continuing to run in the fourth quarter where you beat that team into submission to where you're giving up big runs late in that game. That's what we did to teams last year. We didn't come out of the gate getting 100 yards in the first half of games. No, we stuck with it, and Saquon would eventually break them in the second half, late in the second half, in the fourth quarter, because we leaned on teams with our offensive line, and we pushed bodies around to where Saquon eventually those holes opened up for him, and he gets to that second level. That's what I saw Saturday. I'm not going to overlook the competition.
Yeah.
I'm not. But that was a team that came out gamed, and was looking to play. Now, maybe when Mariota went out, they got a little deflated and figured, Josh Johnson, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's where they went.
And it seemed like when Quinn punted on that fourth and
six. Oh, he definitely threw in the towel.
He threw in the towel, and it seemed like the rest of the team was not into that game.
Well, until we went for two.
Yes,
and
until the fight.
Final drive of the game.
The fight.
Are you guys, worried about them in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, they keep laying the groundwork. 2 weeks from now, we got them again.
Here's the thing.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I'm not a big – first of all, nice celebration, too, after the game. Not over the top. They acknowledged the fact it was a hat and T-shirt game.
Yeah.
They won back-to-back divisions. I didn't need to see bottles of champagne popping in the locker room like the Phillies do, you know, when they clinch a division or what have you, or they win a round.
It's nothing to do with the baseball.
No. I'm just saying it was a nice, subdued celebration. It wasn't – they didn't poo-poo what they had done.
They showed the appropriate joy.
Yeah, but they also didn't go over top with it. And yeah. I was happy to see that. They realized that there are bigger things that they're playing for. They want that conference hat and T-shirt. And then they want that Super Bowl hat and T-shirt.
Yep.
Yeah.
215.
I don't have any division T-shirt at home.
Yeah, I don't.
I won five of them, I think.
Yes.
I don't think I have any of them.
Not one?
Not one.
All right. 215-592-9494. I guess the question is, the Eagles pass the eye test for you this year?
Yes!
In terms of, and they do not. I'm just thinking about there have been moments this season, but there haven't been a lot of games where even that Saturday's game did not pass the eye test for me. There's really only been a couple of games this year. And when I think about a team winning the Super Bowl, having to win three games again, which they're going to have to do, maybe two of them on the road.
You know what it did for me?
What?
It gave me the feeling when we head up to Orchard Park this Sunday.
Yeah.
You take one Buffalo.
Yep.
They're in trouble. Buffalo.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That team has something to play for, too.
That's what's going to make it even better. That's what's going to make it even better. It's almost going to be like a Sunday night game. I've already checked the TV schedule and everything.
It's 425, right?
It's 425. But they put the Giants and the Raiders on opposite us.
Okay. So,
and that's the only other 4 o'clock game.
Oh, really? This has to be Nance for almost.
Well, because there's games Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So they had to split the games up.
All right.
Are we getting that? I don't know. Is it a Fox game or is CBS? I don't know.
I need a Romo. Josh Allen game too?
All right, 215-592-9494. When you're thinking about the playoffs, thinking about moving forward, did the Philadelphia Eagles, the 2025 Philadelphia Eagles, pass the eye test for you? Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's
Come
up, Corey?
See.
Of course. Like, let's not act like last year you was all bought in going into the playoffs. Let's not act like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes me feel good. Because, you know, it's very similar vibes. I don't know. Don't pass the eye test. I don't care about none of that. We play who on the schedule the Commander showed up. That's an L. You know what I'm saying? You said 20-16 on Friday. We really beat them. And we being real, we really beat them 29-10. But, you know, we put Mickey Minaj's booty out there, you know.
Well, they had booty out there at quarterback too. I mean, like let's be honest. This game was a competitive game until Mariota went out. And if you want to take away touchdowns, we had one touchdown that was basically handed to us from penalties that probably wouldn't have been a touchdown anyway. So I don't know. There's no way, Corey, that you watched that game and you said to yourself, Super Bowl
game. How the hell are you going to tell me what's no way when I'm telling you?
Because you're too smart of a football guy. That's why.
I don't believe you.
Because y'all sit up here, y'all say dumb stuff, and y'all say there's no way.
It's the holiday season.
I said you say dumb stuff. I never questioned your, intelligence. I say you sit up here. Last year, it was the same thing with y'all. Oh, the team don't look good, this, that. All I know is next week, Orchard Park, like Ike said, they in trouble, right? We want to talk about stat lines. Let's talk about that guy's stat line yesterday. You know what I'm saying? That's all I know.
Well, they won the game.
You're right.
They won the game.
You're right.
Superman.
Make sure you keep that energy all the time, Spike. That's all.
But that's not how I talk. And you're the one bringing up Josh Allen. That's not what I say. It's what you say.
I know, so I'm bringing up what you say. Bring up his stat line, right?
Yes, he didn't play well. He did not. Josh Allen didn't play well. I'm a grown-up enough to admit.
Almost broke his foot.
Terrible. I don't know. Are you? You know what I'm saying? He played terrible.
Yes, I am.
All I know is, I can't tell. All I know is yesterday or Saturday when we played the Commanders, it was a close game, a little bumpy start, you know what I'm saying? Missy Elliott out there missing kicks. Special teams didn't look good. But we got it together. It's a divisional battle. You know what I'm saying? Come postseason, this team going to be rolling. You know, we probably going to play this week, get a W. I don't know if we're going to rest guys week 17 or week 18 or not. You know what I'm saying? I hope they play.
If that 2 seed is still on the line. We're not resting anybody.
We might not be able to.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't even know if
I hope
want
they
to.
Don't. Because, you know, I want them to get as many reps as possible. Because whoever we get, 49ers, Green Bay Filet, you know what I'm saying? Whoever it is, it's going to start. Saquon looking good. Tank Bigsby. How many times Tank Bigsby got to show y'all he need more carries? Like, he keeps showing you every week, give him the ball more. Like, Saquon Barkley, you got him. If you got Tank Bigsby and then you got a more fresh Saquon, come on, man. Jalen Hurts, he's starting to tote that thing out there, all right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's starting to tuck it in and run a little bit. A.J. Brown.
He's been listening to Spike.
Yeah, I wonder who said that.
A.J. Brown, Hurts. I see y'all dapping up, taking pictures together. See, that's all I need. I don't even care if you don't like each other.
I told you Hard Knocks was a good thing for us.
Might have been your take of the year, actually. You might be right.
Yes.
You might be right. Thank you for the
just
call.
Just act like you like each other.
Yeah, that's
yes,
all good.
Yes. Well, because sometimes it's fake it till you make it. Sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Corey mentioned Jalen running the ball. I really, the last 2 weeks he's done it. I think it's a two-prong thing. One, there's the advantage of having the quarterback run the ball and what it does to the defense. But two, I saw this more in this game than the Raiders game, is he's just making the decision to do it quicker. You know, that rather than hanging back in the pocket and letting everything sort of break down, it seems like and you know what advantage that gives him? It gives him the advantage where he can get around to the edge and he can get out of bounds and not get hit.
Yeah.
Because when you look at a lot of his runs against the Raiders and against the Commanders, a lot of them ended up with him running out of bounds. And yeah,
I
think earlier in the season we sort of saw he was having trouble getting around the edge. That's when those runs don't work. But when he makes that decision quicker and doesn't give the linebacker the chance to see what he's doing, you know, when he just decides to go rather than to dance around sort of on the side. And I think it's good for the football team. I think if they end up winning in the playoffs, it's going to have to be with Jalen Hurts running a good bit. And he had seven runs this week.
And how many called quarter? How many design runs?
Two or three, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Most of them were scrambles.
Okay.
But there were scrambles when he's deciding quickly to do it.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When his man coverage is easier for him to take off.
Yeah.
Because he realizes the defense has their back turned to him.
Right.
And he can take off when he sees that man coverage.
215-592-9494. The 2025 Eagles, they passed the eye test for you from a Super Bowl perspective. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man Spike, Big Eye, Jagged Baby, Happy Monday. What's up?
What's up, Yoshi?
What's popping?
What's happening?
Before we go any further, what's in happy holidays to y'all? I'm on vacation too, man. It seems like I'm always going on vacation when y'all go on vacation. We be hanging out and don't be hanging out. Happy holidays, my brothers.
Happy holidays, yo.
Yes.
I swear, man, listen, I be looking at your Twitter, and I be looking at my, I be like, man, me and Ike be on the same page the way we be talking during this daggone game. That's my boy right there. You know who didn't pass the eye test? Baker Mayfield.
No, he's played poorly. Guess who's grown up enough to admit it?
Oh, man, hey, it don't matter. Listen, I'm glad you're a grown man. Me too.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, I think they rounding into form at the right time, baby. What's
they
name? Top five toughest schedule, what's name, in the league this year. Coming from playing the most games out of anybody except for a team that didn't make it. Like we about
they
to
do
make
not
it
have
–
just I want to clear something up. They don't have a top five toughest schedule. They have like the 11th toughest schedule.
Well, coming
in,
they did.
Coming in, yes. Yeah. But looking back on it.
Coming in, Spike. God knows. Well, you got the hate on everything.
Well, do you want to talk about the teams that they played or the teams you thought they were going to play? They had the 11th toughest schedule in the NFL. You know who had a tougher schedule? The Rams. You know who had a tougher schedule? The Seahawks. You know who had a tougher schedule? The Bears. Like,
Well,
I'm just telling you, they did.
Who else, though? What's the name you named?
The Giants.
Name all of them. Go ahead. Name all of them.
I don't need to name all of them. I'm just saying we don't need to lie.
Exactly. You name the teams that you think going to beat them. I knew that's what you was going to do. You was going to stop at the two teams that you thought was going to beat them, the Rams and Seattle, who you've been harping on since last Thursday's game. What's the name? Look, man, we getting right at the right time. They playing like they supposed to play. That's why the run game is looking better. 100, almost 200.
Oh, they're beating up on Little
week.
Sisters of the Poor. What are we talking about?
You scared to fight.
Wake me up when they beat Buffalo. Can we be a grown-up city?
Somebody.
You just won the Super Bowl last year.
Keep on going.
I'm sick
you know
of this city.
Saying, I'm happy with what this team's doing. We're getting right at the right time. Let's get in the car. We two pimps from Detroit. We reeling again, baby. BC, throw the horn. We still going. Like you said earlier, they just got to keep cooking. The right people are in the kitchen. They putting a little bit more ingredients in there. Let's just keep cooking. I'm so proud of Jordan Davis, too. Everybody
was awesome.
Talking bad.
Oh, man.
He's a dog this year, boy. I'm so happy with what he's doing. He just got, man, and we got players coming back. Come on, man. I like what this team is doing. And we ain't going to be mad at them. All right, that was a good fight on Saturday night. All of them except for the last one. But I'm going to tell you one thing, boy. Did you see Alicia Baumgartner walk around that pool before her fight, boy?
I didn't. I got to tell you, Yoshi, I was in and out, man, on the fights, man. I was in and out.
All right, boy, she had on a suit, boy.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, boy. I mean –
I hear you. I also was sitting there with Renee watching this, too.
Yeah. giving measurements like Jet Magazine. Oh,
yes. Doesn't even matter in Yoshi's house.
It doesn't even matter.
No, no.
It don't matter, God bless man. Him. I had to look. I mean, I got a daughter that's 30-some years old. Man, I can't even feel right. I'm too old and too young to be liking anybody. I love them all. But, hey, man, we're going to go up what's name today on Buffalo this week. And we're going to take that game, and then Spike going to feel a whole lot better next week. He need to see Jalen and the Philadelphia Eagles beat somebody with a name. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to feel better after that Buffalo win, ain't you?
We getting Jalen Carter back this week?
Yes. Possibly. Yeah.
Lane too. Both of them coming back. We about to be rolling, man. We about to be rolling. And again, I love your age. Before I'm on my way out the door, I'm 60, almost 70-some points up. 3 years in a row, boy. God almighty.
Shouldn't even be in the league.
Championship game again?
Shouldn't even be in the league.
Hey, 3 years in a row, I'm about to play a juggernaut. I don't know if I'm going to win or not. But, hey,
I got to be honest with you, Yosh. Jack got killed this week. I'm rooting for you, man. I'm rooting for you this week.
No, we can't. Another Mickey entry into the league.
I was rooting for you last night, too, when you beat that little boy up you played. What was his name? Brett? Who you beat last night, Brett?
Spike, yep.
Oh, all right. Everybody's beating up on me. I'm hanging up on Yoshi. You know what? He mentioned Jordan Davis, who has played great the last couple of games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm hoping for Jordan Davis is that he sees the difference that taking care of his body makes, and he feels like he understands the difference in how it feels going from your body, treating your body one way to treating your body the other way, because it can. I know I'm not a professional athlete.
I remember
when I lost weight.
You're kicking it in, yes sir.
And when you all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, this feels so much different. And then you start craving doing the things that you do to make you feel better.
Yeah.
And Jordan Davis has had the best season of his career. He came in in great shape. And it should be noted, we're in week 15 and he's playing great.
Man, well, man.
You know,
he
so
plays all three downs, man.
Yeah.
Man, no, it's I agree with you. You hope he takes this and builds off of it, and man, we could have, oh my God, you imagine both of those guys there for the next 5 years? I just take for the next 5-6 years.
Would be crazy.
Of Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter?
Would be crazy. Man. Have we ever seen anything like those two guys at the same time?
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, you'd have to go back. You're going back Reggie and Jerome, right?
Yeah, but I'm thinking tackles.
Right. Well, yeah, and Reggie was an end and a tackle. You're right. Just saying, two D tackles? Nah.
Yeah, I can't think of
it. I mean, Hollis and Corey were pretty good.
But not like
this. No, I agree. Yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
215-592-9494. Eagles 10-5 with Buffalo on deck. Do they pass the eye test for you this year? They do not for me. Ike says they're getting there.
Don't sleep on the Tank now. The Tank played 14 years.
Oh, I'm not sleeping on Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now Corey, big ass.
Yeah.
He had more talent, but.
Coming up next.
Shorter career.
Coming up next, we will talk about the 2-point conversion that upset everyone. What Dan Quinn had to say about it. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Look, if you're looking for a last-minute gift, the Chickies and Pete gift cards, people love them. They always use them. You can find a place to buy them near you at chickiesandpetes.com, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the Christmas countdown is on. Still searching for that special gift that will truly light up her holiday? Well, visit my friends at Mark's Jewelers. From dazzling diamonds to timeless jewelry, Mark's has something that sparkles for every style, every budget, and gifts guaranteed to put a smile on her face Christmas morning. Mark's Jewelers is open every day now through Christmas Eve to help you get it done. Conveniently located in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. You can also check them out online at marks-jewelers.com and tell them Ike sent you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.